Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel, and we have a full house in studio today. This is so exciting. We have more than half of the False Bottom Band with us, and we're going to get talking with them in just a few minutes and their brand of great music. First, of course, we need to thank our sponsor, Cameron, of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. It's a great place to hear great music, get great food, get great drinks, hang out with your friends, make good music on your own, outside, play with your dogs, happy hour, open mic on Thursdays, and karaoke's back where you can be a star Fridays and Saturdays. But now we're going to talk to the stars in studio. Dan, why don't we get started? You're the one I've been talking to. All Thanks right. so much for rounding up your group and getting on down here.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kelly, for having us. And I'm sorry it took so long, but yeah, we're here and we're stoked to be here.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. So False Bottom Band, you guys have your own unique brand of music.
Yeah, we do. We call it Beergrass. We've been together for a little over 2 years now.
Oh, you're a pandemic band.
We are, yeah. I own Hop Dogma Brewing Company, and during the pandemic, Jesse and I, Jesse's not here, but we'll get into his My Little Pony collection in a little bit, but he's not here right now, but he brews with me, and we started just bringing our instruments in, and Ella was a bartender with us at the time, and we just started goofing around at work playing music, and, you know, it was fun, and we started kind of recruiting people from there, and we decided to name the band after a piece of brewing equipment called the False Bottom, for better or for worse. We are a true pandemic band, and it really got us through the pandemic in a lot of ways in a much healthier state. You know, music kind of saved the day.
Well, it's definitely music that makes you happy, and the Beergrass makes perfect sense coming from Hop Dogma. That's amazing, and your space is amazing, and you've made it a great place also to hear music.
Oh, so thank you.
Well done on that as well, and for making this great music. Tell us a little bit about this first song we're going to listen to.
Yeah, the first song we're going to share with you is a song called Set You Free, and I wrote this one, and it was just basically, it's kind of loosely about just, you know, those couples that you know that kind of, you know, obviously should be together, but the forces of, you know, nature and things, you know, they never quite make it work, but all their friends and everyone knows they should be, that's kind of how it started when I started writing it. And I actually released this one as just a solo artist. And then I kind of came to the conclusion that this band makes it sound a hell of a lot better. And so I'd like to kind of revisit this one down the road. When we're going to share it with you now, I mean, it to me, it's just a world better. And it's really fun with everyone just brought it to life. So this is a fun one. And I mean, honestly, the band just makes it on a whole nother level.
It's so great. I'm really glad we're going to share this. All right. This is the False Bottom Band and Set You Free.
Tell me what's going to be. Thank you.
All right, that amazing song was Set You Free, and that is by the False Bottom Band. That was Dan Littlefield's original, and he shared with us a really cool Around the Fire Pit YouTube video of it. So that's what we just listened to, and really, really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's tons of fun. So why don't you introduce the band so everybody knows who's in-house?
Well, as I mentioned before, Ella Jenkins, better known as Ella Harp. We're super lucky to have in the band, and she's been an incredible addition. We have Lisa Marie Johnston here. Well, Ella Harp.
Plays the harp, obviously.
Plays the harp. Yeah, and the banjo, and she actually makes her own instruments, amongst many other things. She is a Renaissance woman.
I've known about her on the coast for many years, yes.
Yes. And one of the most talented people I've ever met. And yeah, and we have Lisa Marie Johnston, who, you know, well known on the coast, has one of the most beautiful voices you will ever hear in your life. So lucky to have her involved. And she also makes a great cocktail at the OPL on Tuesdays. She also plays guitar for us and contributes in all kinds of ways. We're missing Jesse Jones. He's a guitar player, does some backup harmonies for us, and he's the head brewer at Hob Dogma. Great guy, and wish he was here. And then there's Joan Wilson-Ruder, and she's the fiddle player, and she sings for us. She's an amazing musician. You know, it's honestly, sometimes when I rattle these names off and these people, it's like, God, what happened here? This is amazing. But
the pandemic.
Yeah.
Everybody had time to get together.
Yeah, she's incredible. And then we have Eric Schickenberg, who's not here at the moment, but he plays upright bass for us. And last but not least, we have Justin Wooster here, who I recruited from. We started a funk band together. We tried like 11, 12 years ago.
Just drums and bass.
Yeah.
Couldn't find anybody else.
And yeah, I mean, he plays, well, you tell him what you play.
I play drums. I played drums in this band. I started playing mandolin. And that's, you know, like a whole new
ball game. That's a whole new
game.
World, yeah.
Well, I ran into Dan like right when the pandemic started at the brewery here. And said, what have you been up to? He said, I'm starting an acoustic band. You want to? I said, oh, that's cool. I play mandolin. And which was kind of a lie. I had a mandolin. Picked it up here or there, you know, and it's like, cool, come on down, play some mandolin. I go, great, I better learn how to play the mandolin.
That's so cool.
So had a few practices, and yeah, met some really cool people in the band and super talented players.
That's great.
A lot of great singers, which is rare. It's like I've been in so many bands where it's like, we can't find a singer. Who's going to sing? So that's how I kind of started, by default.
Well, you guys sound great. Let's take a listen to the next song, and then we're going to talk to the lead on that one. We're going to talk to Ella about that, and then we're going to talk to Lisa Marie about the one after that. So we're going to listen to Shotgun Sadie right now, and you can find this on iTunes on Ella Harp's album, Screaming Into the Void. So this is Ella Harp from Screaming Into the Void, Shotgun Sadie, featuring the False Bottom Band.
Meet him in December at a gas station on 21st and 3rd. Fireball and cigarettes, he'll never do you wrong, he gave his word. And it's run, run, ooh, one Shotgun Sadie, shut up, sit down, be a lady, one, two, three strikes. Struck out, baby, you can't be playing that game no more. Can't be playing no more. Move out of your mother's broken home, days they'll always treat you right. Fireball and cigarettes, he's throwing fists and bottles when you fight. Baby, you won't be playing that game, no. hide in the dark because you don't want to see what he looks like.
Hi, this is Kelly on Coastside Carousel, and we just listened to Shotgun Sadie by the False Bottom Band with Ella Harp, or Ella Harp with the False Bottom Band.
However you want to phrase it.
Yeah. So she's one of the guests with us. We've got more than half the band here in studio, and Ella's going to share a little bit about.
So this is a murder ballad, as you can probably tell if you were listening to the words, but there's a ton of murder ballads in folk music, and almost all of them are where men murder women, so I tried to make this an equal opportunity murder ballad. So she offs her abusive husband. That's pretty much it.
I love it. And the band is, you know, 3/7 women, so they have to be in good order for
That's
you guys
right.
to keep playing with them.
That's
right.
Otherwise the false bottom babes might not show up to practice.
That's great. Well, and you have a lot of other things going on too, don't you?
Yeah, I do solo stuff as well. Pretty much everybody in the band has a bunch of other things kind of going on in their own. So yeah, it's kind of fun when we all get together and put our tunes in the same zone.
Someone tell us about what you guys have coming up and where people can find your music and your gigs.
All right. Well, we're going to be at the Bone Bash this October. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to be at the Bone Bash. We're going to be at El Rio in San Francisco on September 5th.
Oh, that
That's Labor
such a
Day.
Cool spot.
Labor Day around 6 o'clock. I think there's like 5 bands that day. It's Cowgirl Palooza. That's
right on. I've heard of that before.
At a cool place outside. And then September 24th, we're at Fog Fest in Pacifica. That's a Saturday. I think we're on first at 11 or 11:15 or something like that. And then we're down in Big Sur for October 7th at the Jade Festival, which is a cool festival down in southern Big Sur there. 10:15, October 15th, we're at the Pumpkin Festival here in Half Moon Bay.
That little old thing.
You might have heard of it.
That's great. Awesome. All right, and then our last song is features Miss Lisa Marie Johnston, so she's going to share a little bit about that with us.
Yeah, this is a song I originally released on a CD I put out called The Rato Sessions, and it's been really fun to hear it with the False Bottom Band. I call it the nicest breakup song I've ever written.
I'm sure there have been others.
There's some mean ones. This is the nicer one.
Oh, that's great. And where can people find out where you're playing and find your guys' music and stuff?
Falsebottomband.com is our website. And then we're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. We don't have a Twitter yet, huh? We're going to get a Twitter soon. But yeah, Spotify, of course. Yeah.
All the regular places.
All right.
So this is the False Bottom Band. Thank you guys for making it down here to the studio and bringing along your mascot.
Oh, yes.
Sebastian.
Yeah, Sebastian.
My senior rescue dog I got in February.
Aww.
He also plays the tambourine.
He does. Yes. Actually, at the very end of this song, you can hear Sebastian debut his tambourine ending. Just as the song's ending, you'll hear him itch his collar or shake his collar, and it's like the perfect tambourine ending.
If for some reason it doesn't make it in the show, everybody, you can check it out online. This is on the on YouTube. Yeah. YouTube, False Bottom Band on YouTube. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great week. Have a great life. And stay blessed and be kind to one another, because y'all deserve it.
been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artist of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.